When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Some people call to do a second date update to find the person they want to be tied down to for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
While others want to do a second date update just to get in touch with the person they want to tie down for an evening.
Whoa.
And that's the kind of second date update we have today. Todd is on the phone. Apparently, he met a woman named Gina. And she's not calling him back. He doesn't want a long-term thing, but he does want to see if he can get one more date to try to get some action.
What? So no wonder she's not calling you back.
What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. So you really don't want a relationship with the girl that you want to call today, but you do want to try to hook up with her? Is that what I got from your email?
Yeah, I mean, sure. That'd be nice, sure. But I'm more curious kind of what the hell happened after I hung out with her.
Okay. And before we get too far into this, she wasn't looking for a relationship either, right?
Well, we actually only hung out one night at a bar, so we didn't really get to that part of the conversation.
All right. Okay. Well, how did you meet her?
Well, we met at the bar where we were hanging out at.
Oh, okay. So that's it. That's,
so you met her just one night. You didn't actually have, like, an official date.
No official date. I tried to do an official date, but she was not returning my calls.
Okay, and did you approach her at the bar, or what happened there?
No, actually, she initiated it. She started talking to me.
Really?
I was just out with my friends, and she approached me while I was at the bar.
Dude, I appreciate that. I love when women take the first step. That's rad.
Oh, yeah, it's rare when it happens, but it's, that's what attracted me to her.
Does this happen to you a lot? Are you a guy that girls hit on often?
No, never. That's why this is so amazing.
And how was it when she approached you? She would walk up and be like, "You want to buy me a drink, Stad?" Or something. I mean, that's what I would imagine happens. It's never really happened to me.
Because then you like give up the whole control thing if they're the one buying you a drink.
Well, I mean, she was actually really cool. She wasn't like some girl just trying to get drunk off of my money.
Yeah.
She said, "You look fun," which was the first thing she said to me.
Oh.
That's cool.
Nice line. Right. Cuz that could mean anything.
Yeah.
That could mean fun in bed, that could mean fun at an amusement park. I don't know.
Good line.
Yeah, actually that line worked on me, but come to think of it, any line a girl would tell me at a bar would work for me too.
Yeah. "Hey, sir, could you move out of my way? Absolutely, I'll buy you a drink." No, that's not what I'm saying. Did you hang out with her all evening?
Pretty much, yeah. We were talking all evening. She thought I was really funny, which was nice and rare, you know? So I was hanging out with her while my buddies just sort of kept drinking.
I get why you want to do a second date update now. This is a very rare evening for you. A woman hit on you for once, and then she also thought you were funny.
Whoa.
Yeah, actually, and she also said I was young and energetic. Well, then, you know, that sounds positive. I like that.
I don't know.
It sounds like she was actually looking for you to spend some time in the bedroom.
Dude.
Like, you look like you're bendy.
That's
spry.
It's kind of a weird thing to say, though. Was she a lot older than you?
She's a little older, yes. I didn't get her age, but I could tell she was a little older than me.
Okay. Like, like cougar older?
Could be, yeah. I mean, it was dark, and I was drinking, so I could very well be that. I hope not too old, but
okay.
So, you know, I could tell she was older.
She was older. She wasn't like 22 years old.
No, not at all. But, I'll tell you, I like women with experience. That's always nice.
Yeah.
Well, and plus, there's no, question about her intentions. If you're an older woman, you know what you want, and you go straight for it, man.
Clock's running out. You got to get it in while you can.
Yeah, that's kind of also what sort of drove me to, want to hang out with her again, really.
Right. I can totally see this.
So wait, how did the night end?
So she actually gave me her phone number and said, let's get together sometime soon so we can have a lot of fun.
Oh. Wow.
All right.
Man.
A lot of fun.
She is sassy.
Yeah.
Did you guys make out or anything?
We made out a little bit. I was at that point it was like closing time, so I was pretty gone, but some stuff happened. Yeah.
So a little bit of stuff happened there, and it sounds like she wants a lot of bit of stuff to happen later.
You would think that, but that's why I'm wondering what the hell happened. She's not returning any of my messages.
And what do you say to her in your messages?
I mean, the first message I left, I said, hey, this is Todd, and I'm ready to have some fun.
Is that right?
I like that. And you haven't heard anything back from the messages that you've left her?
I haven't heard anything back. Not any. And I've left her a few, so I don't know what's up.
Okay.
Maybe she's just been busy. I feel like a woman like this has many young, spry gentlemen in waiting.
That's okay. I mean, just call me back and let me know.
Cool. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and get your second date update, all right?
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Todd is on the phone, and Todd is a victim of a cougar attack. That's right.
It's the weakest cougar I've ever heard.
It's vicious.
Little tiny little cougar.
Oh, okay.
But he was at a bar when a woman approached him named Gina, and she said, you look fun.
Oh, hey.
And then they hung out, had some drinks, made out a little bit. Then she gave him her phone number at the end of the night and said, call me for even more fun.
Yeah.
But he's been trying to call and has heard nothing back. So he's curious why someone would be so aggressive with him at the bar and then not call him back. Todd, are you ready to go?
I am, yes. Thank you.
Are you sure? That didn't give you PTSD or anything, hearing that cougar again.
No, I don't know what the hell that was, but I hope it explains something what the hell's going on.
I don't know, man.
Now, you don't know this woman's exact age, but if you had to guess, what do you think the age gap between you two is?
I think realistically maybe 12 years apart.
Okay. That's not enough too bad.
Enough of a gap to be a cougar, though.
Or a small kitten. I'm still not sure what your definition. Yeah. That's like Todd's just a little catnip at this point.
All right, catnip. Are you ready to make the phone call?
Yeah, please. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Gina.
She's not here at the moment. Can I take a message?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, it's J-U-B-A-L.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, who? Real quick, who is this that I'm speaking with?
This is Dennis.
Dennis. And how do you know Gina?
She's my wife.
Oh. Okay. Do you know she's going to be back later? Because I kind of want to talk to her about something.
And you need to speak with her about...
Well, it'd be better if I talked to her about it. I just want to steal a few minutes of her time, so... You might just be able to tell her I called. I can try back. Do you know when she'll be back?
I don't, actually. I could take a message for you.
Yeah, I think it's probably better if I call back.
If I may ask, what does a radio station want to talk to her about?
Well, we do a segment on our show.
No.
And it kind of reconnects old friends. So we had one of our friends email us to get a hold of her. So that's all.
So some old friend wants to connect with her?
Yeah, just like a buddy of hers.
I mean, I'm sure I would know who it is.
Yeah, maybe not on this one. I don't know. I think they go back a ways.
Well, I guess I could tell that he called. What's the name of this person?
Todd.
Todd.
Yeah, Todd. He's been trying to get a hold of her.
Todd.
Mm-hmm.
wait a second. I think I might know what this is about.
Really?
Did she just meet this guy?
Yes, she did. How she you... just met a dude
at a
named...
bar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know about this?
Oh, yes, I know all about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
I am
all
so
right.
sorry. Oh, yeah. I am, like, my heart is in my throat right now.
I'm sorry,
whatever
man.
Whatever you guys are going through.
We do a segment on our show where when people meet somebody out at a bar or something like that and they want to get a hold of them, they email us to see if we can figure out why they're not calling them back. That's why we were calling.
You know what? Just let them know that we haven't had a chance to call them yet.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, no, just tell them that.
Wait, can you repeat yourself one more time?
Just let him know that she's been away. She's been, you know, out the past week, and we haven't gotten the chance to, you know, to contact him yet.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you sure you know what's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is going on then?
Gina hit it off with him, I think, at a bar the other night.
What?
Okay, so you do know what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
What?
So you're cool with her hitting on another dude out at the bar?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan.
The plan?
The plan?
Oh, it's well, just dawning on me.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so
wait.
So this yeah, is no, okay. We, this is all okay with you?
Yes, it's very okay with me.
So you guys are what? In like an open relationship or something.
What is going on right now? What?
Oh, Todd.
Well, Todd, I think that you are about to be a third wheel.
Hello?
You've got quite the invitation, sir.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loud
Dennis,
and clear.
We can hear you. What you just heard was Todd, who is actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, Todd is on Todd is on the other line because Todd
oh my God.
Was hoping to be able to talk to your wife, Gina, about the night that they met.
Hey, man, you know what? I didn't know she was married. She didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, well, no. Well, it's all part of the game.
Part of the game?
What?
I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to a girl at a bar that was really into me.
Yeah, yeah, she was. She came home, told me all about you, and I was like, yeah, let's meet him.
Oh, my
this is
God.
Amazing.
Oh, are you freaking out right now?
Wow.
Yeah, this is insane. It's insane.
Like insane in a good way, Todd? Or
no.
Oh,
no,
not
in a good way? What are you talking about? This is no, I didn't. I don't go out for threesomes. This is crazy.
Look, Todd, I totally get it. This might, you know, sound weird and stuff, but if you wanted to give it a shot, you know, I mean, I she took a selfie, I think, with you, and you know, I thought you were cute, and she thought you were cute, and, you know, we think you're cute. So.
Oh, my God.
It's quite the compliment, Todd.
I'm embarrassed.
Stop laughing. I don't even think this is funny. I think you're setting me up.
I promise you this, we did not set you up at all.
I think it's really funny.
Todd, you need to relax, okay? It's fun. You know, it's an interesting thing and spices things up. I mean, come on, you've never done this before in college or high school or any point?
High school, my God.
I mean, is this your way to get me to come over so you can beat the shit out of me? Is that what this is?
Todd, it's the exact opposite, actually.
Oh. Well, Dennis, aren't you a smooth talker?
No, I'm serious, Todd. If you want to come over, we'd love to have you sometime.
Oh my God. Hey, Todd, I mean, you were really attracted to his wife at one point.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
good.
At one point. I mean, but now I'm talking to a man, and that whole thing, anything I thought might happen is completely out the window.
Come on, Todd. I mean, my wife's beautiful, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
Oh, know what I mean?
It.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
Hey, Todd, would you like to go out with Dennis and his wife, Gina, for a second date?
Oh, my God.
We will pay for it.
I have one word to answer that. Mm-hmm. No.
No? Are you sure?
The only reason I'm disappointed is because I wanted it to be our first time, too, for you guys.
Guys, I can't even believe this happened.
Todd. What's your weekend look like? What's your schedule like this
weekend?
Dude, resistant. Dennis wants it to happen. Gina wants it to happen. Todd, come on, get on board.
Again, definitely not.
Are you sure, Todd? It's Saturday. It's going to be fondue night.
Fondue.
Wow.
Man. Save the extra cheese sauce for Todd.
Brooke
and Jubal in the morning. You guys are perverts. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. So many people texting in at 78592. Very interested in the dude from today's second date update. And I'm not talking about the dude that was trying to call a woman back to figure out why she wasn't getting in touch with him. I'm talking about the dude that was her husband that was down with the whole situation. A text in at 78592 says, what bar did he meet her at? I want to go to that bar. Another one that said, hey, can you give Dennis me and my wife's phone number? And then they texted a phone number with it.
Hey,
if you didn't hear today's second date update, this dude, Todd, wanted to call a woman named Gina. She was a little bit of a cougar, and he was very excited about going out with her when he met her at the bar. But she wasn't calling him back, so we dialed the phone number, and a guy answered. His name was Dennis.
And my heart sunk. I thought we were giving him information that his wife was cheating on him.
Yeah, it sounded like at first he was being...
like, informed.
Informed that his wife had met another guy at the bar, but he's like, oh yeah, I know about that.
Yeah.
Tell Todd we'll be in touch with him soon. We've been a little busy. And then once Todd came on the line, the guy was like, oh yeah, no, I saw your picture with my wife, and we are very interested in hanging out with you.
Together.
Oh, my God. And Saturday night is fondue night?
Like, come on.
Can you be more cliche about the whole situation?
Seriously, if you're going to be a swinger, fine. Yeah. But fondue.
Like, yeah.
Let's break the stereotype.
I mean, you got velvet sheets too. Is that what you're telling me?
But there are a lot of people texting in at 78592. One woman texted in, oh, me and my husband used to do that. It's a lot of fun.
Really? So, wow.
There's a lot of people really interested in meeting the couple from today's second date update. I'm sorry I can't connect you guys, but I'm sure you might know where you can find them.
Yeah. I can't believe how many people think that Todd overreacted.
Yeah. I know.
They're like,
Todd, get
the stick out of your butt.
Everybody's like, Todd needs to loosen up and have fun.
Are you kidding
do
me?
It, Todd. Everybody was wishing he would do it. Todd did decline the three-way. He wasn't interested.
Oh,
it could have been more than a three-way. I mean, if it's Saturday night fondue night,
who knows?
Yeah,
who knows what was going on?
Over.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person or persons who aren't calling you back.
Moving 92.5.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.